Declining rates of circumcision could add billions to healthcare costs. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser. Disease experts and health economists at Johns Hopkins University are now reporting that steadily declining rates of infant male circumcisions could add more than $4.4 billion in avoidable healthcare costs if rates over the next decade drop to levels now seen in Europe. The added expense comes from new cases of HIV, HPV, herpes, genital warts, cervical cancer, and penile cancers. Currently, about 55% of males born in the U.S. are circumcised. That is a big decline from 79% back in the 1970s and 80s. Rates in Europe average 10%, and in Denmark, only 1.6% of infant males undergo the procedure. The researchers say there are health benefits from circumcision in guarding against illness and disease, and declining rates come at a high price, not just in human suffering, but in billions of healthcare dollars as well. The researchers' analysis shows that on average, each male not circumcised leads to $313 more in illness-related expenses, costs that would not have been incurred if these men had undergone the procedure. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser for Renal and Urology News.